Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Heavily armed police officers today evicted more than 200 families from a farm in Mazoe district to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe, who reportedly wants to establish a game reserve.
What's happening now is that in defiance of that court order, our clients have reported that they are being evicted, and they are being evicted forcibly by members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police.
The six villagers in Chisumbanje area have been arrested for allegedly destroying property worth thousands of dollars belonging to ethanol producer Green Fuel Private Limited.
Six people were actually arrested, and that they had been assaulted. And I had the opportunity to go to the police station at Chisumbanje, and I actually got there, and what I saw was bubbling.
And the Bulawayo City Council has passed the resolution to resume water disconnections for residents owing money in defiance of a High Court order last year declaring the practice unconstitutional.
Heavily armed police officers today evicted more than 200 families from a farm in Mazoe District, Mashonaland Central Province, to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe, who reportedly wants to establish a game reserve. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Police officers, who were allegedly acting on the orders of Mrs. Mugabe, evicted the families from Arnold Farm No. 10. The First Lady is currently in the Far East with her husband, President Robert Mugabe, who is on his annual vacation. She was not available for comment, together with her aide de camp, Lawrence Kamwi, one of the affected resettled farmers, who spoke on condition that he is not identified, told Studio 7 that some uniformed members of the police and the Secret Service had been visiting the farm since last week, advising them to leave to pave way for the First Lady, who allegedly wants to set up a game park on the property. The affected farmer complained that they were being evicted at a time when they had planted their crops, adding that they would not be able to have any food supplies. Following the destruction of the homes by the police today, some of the affected farmers also said their personal belongings are likely to be damaged as they would be exposed to the harsh conditions of the weather, while many children will not be able to attend classes when schools open next week. One of the lawyers handling the case, David Wofisi, who works with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says the lawyers' organization has dispatched a team of legal practitioners to the farm in a bid to stop the evictions.
Yes, well, the information we have is that we've got our clients whom we secured in order for in March 2014, which was confirmed in August, basically that they couldn't be evicted. It was just a restatement of the legal position that they cannot be evicted without a court order, and that they cannot be moved from the farms until they are allocated alternate pieces of land with valid offer letters. So what's happening now is that in defiance of that court order, our clients have reported that they are being evicted, and they are being evicted forcibly by members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police. And so what we have done is to deploy our member lawyers to handle the matter.
Officers said the evictions were illegal because there was a court order barring the forced removals of the affected families.
It's really symptomatic of the rule of law challenges we have been raising all along. And it's the sort of thing we should have died down with the introduction of a new constitution and a new constitutional order, because, as you rightly say, it's a rule of law challenge. There's a standing court order, and so it's open defiance of a court order, and there are real questions as to how officers within the police can, if as alleged by our clients they are proceeding in defiance of that court order, just how they can proceed to go against what is an order that they are aware of and that was confirmed by the High Court.
Mazoe West Legislator Fortune Chasi and Mashonaland Central Provincial Affairs Minister Martin Dina said they were not aware of today's evictions, while National Police Spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, said she was waiting to be briefed by officers in Mashonaland Central Province before issuing a statement. At the end of last year, Mrs. Mugabe said she intends to build a university in Mazoe District that will be named after the president. At that time, Dina promised a land in the province for any business venture. The Mugabe family has a vast business empire in Mazowe, ranging from farms and a school in the district. One of the farms was grabbed from High Court Judge Ben Hlatshwayo. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.